You could offer it cake if it's anything scary.
Oh, Paul, it's making a noise.
Blimey, it is. Oh, please, don't be mean to us. Ghost, please, please be kind.
We have a friend with a special chair. If you'd like to use it, we can arrange it.
Oh, my goodness. How much are you drunk? You smell of booze.
No wonder there's no ghost down here. He scared them off.
Dear, oh, dear. I'm sorry, Big Fatty. We were trying to find some ghosts for you. It doesn't look like we're going to. We're just finding drunk members of the Charlotte podcast team. Anyway, happy Halloween, depending on when this gets played.
He'll probably play it at Christmas.
He might do. Or maybe in the new year. Anyway, bye for now, Big Fatty. And bye for now, Poodle.
Yes, Poodle. Goodbye for now, Poodle. Goodbye, Big Fatty. Oh, Paul, are you going to tell the listeners?
What?
About Big Fatty.
Oh, yes, listeners of the BFO, listen to episode 200 of the Shy Life podcast right at the start. There's a cameo from a certain Big Fatty. Yes, he's doing actual acting. Yeah, it's very good.
Oh, he was very good. Good old Big Fatty.
Sorry, we're going now.
Oh, shamelessly plugging yourself, Paul.
I did not.
Oh, sounds rude.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Oh my goodness, how much are you drunk, you smell of booze.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2815 of the BFO for right the 9th of November 2018, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm gonna tell you about my college reunion, and there was something in the villa mailbox. Hello, elderly Big Fatty, that's you. Hi, everyone. I hope you're all right. Is going well, y'all. You're elderly today. No, y'all aren't elderly. Big Fatty's elderly. Yes, Big Fatty, that's every day. But y'all elderly today. Yeah, I'm having my 40th college reunion, and y'all, I'm gonna just tell you a little bit about it. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, this is y'all, Thursday, y'all, I'm recording this prior to our Thursday, event, y'all, we're having a cocktail, party, from 7 to 11 p.m. in the evening, y'all, then on, for right, dude, y'all, they're playing a garf and all kinds of stuff like that, but y'all, there's a, big party downtown from 7 to 11 p.m., and y'all, wasn't planning on going to that, but y'all, I ended up getting a VIP, ticket from the coal mine. So, y'all, I'm going to that as well. Then on Saturday, y'all, we've got a tailgate barbecue lunch from noon to 1:30 p.m. in the afternoon. Then a sports ball game. And, y'all, then a post-game social from 6 to 8 p.m. And, y'all, I've gotten a hat and a thermal cup and a some kind of a special coin. Big Fatty, is that to use the special chair? No. And there was something else, too. Oh, yeah, drink tickets. Big Fatty! Your reunion? No, I don't think so. But y'all, let's see. Thursday evening, y'all, I watched some stuff on the TV machine. And y'all, I forgot to tell you, when I was coming home from the Von Zeest on Wednesday, y'all, I went by the ATM machine to get some cash money. Y'all, the ATM machine was out of cash money. Well, what good is an ATM machine without cash money? Anyway, y'all... y'all didn't sleep really great on a Thursday evening. Wednesday evening, I'm sorry. Big Freddy, you'll sleep well Thursday evening. That's true. After all the cocktails. Yes, Big Freddy. And y'all, evidently there's some sort of dinner or something also. I didn't realize there was a dinner. But anyway, what was I saying? Big Freddy, we don't know. Y'all got up Thursday morning, and I had my coffee and all, and y'all all brr, Big Freddy, y'all, the grin doctor's going off. Is y'all someone visiting from out of town wants to get together with Big Freddy Thursday night? So y'all hopefully I'll have a gentleman caller report for you on when I recap the weekend. Yes, Big Freddy, y'all went out for my nipple walk. Y'all, I did count up. Y'all, there are only 10 houses left here in Fat Acres with Halloween-y decorations up. You know, there are a few that may have missed a piece or two here or there, but there are only 10 houses that you just kind of go, really? What was I saying? Hey, we don't know. And y'all, then I went in to the coal mine. Y'all, I stopped and got my hairs cut and went by the coal mine and said hello to everybody. And y'all, they surprised me. They surprised me with a VIP ticket to the big bash on night. So y'all, I'm looking forward to that. I was not going to go to that. Y'all, it was $125. And I just said, no. So y'all, I'm pleased as punch, to just check it out. And y'all, it's happening down near the Dudley Do-Rights. Yes, Big Freddy. Then after that, y'all, I went by. And I went by and picked up my items at the motel, at the registration area. And y'all saw some folks there that I knew, and we just chitter-chatted a little bit. Y'all, one of them says, Big Freddy, how is it you're so skinny these days? Big Freddy, he clearly needs his vision checked. And I said, well, I get out and I do my nipple walks. And I'm walking between 3 and 4 miles a day, and they all kind of went, whoa, that's very impressive, Big Freddy. Big Freddy, did you tell him you get lost? No, I didn't tell him that part. But anyway, y'all, after that, I went by and saw Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive. Miss Kitty gave me the good head shave. You know, I got the hairs cut, but y'all, they don't shave the sides of the head, and Big Freddy likes it shaved on the side. Yes, Big Freddy, you're getting vulgar. Then I went to another ATM machine, and I was able to get some cash money, but y'all, the one thing I didn't tell you was yesterday there was something in the little mailbox. Really? Yeah, I guess, y'all, this is from that Moose P, and y'all, Moose P told me to be expecting something, and I said, oh, well, that's too kind. He says, oh, wait, don't get too excited until you see it. He says, and remember, I love you regardless, and y'all, so I have no idea what this is going to be. Y'all, by the way, I did also stop at the post office and picked up my Crema stamps. Oh, Big Fatty, you'll be ready to send Guy his Christmas card, grandma card. Not yet, anyway, I got the Santa Claus stamps, and y'all, we're just gonna see what's in this box here from that Moose P. Oh, Big Freddy, it's a box with an envelope in it. It is. So, but he did tell me that. He said it was in a padded envelope, so we're going to open this up. He didn't tell me I couldn't open it, so y'all, let's just see what we got here. y'all, it's... I don't know what this is. Let's see what the thing is. It says, "Hey, Big Freddy, I understand that you are on a diet for the big reunion. I'm sure that has gone well, and you are in need of a new dress shirt for the big event. I saw this and thought you'd look great in it. Moose, just picking at you. Love you." Moose, well, first of all, thank you so much. And you're right. And this could not have arrived at a better time, you know, the big reunion. And y'all is just going to open this. Y'all, I'll put a picture of this and the kid that I got from Francie. And y'all, this has come from Macy's. So y'all, let's just see what we got here. It's in the tissue paper. And oh, Big Fatty, look, what is this? Y'all, it's y'all, it is a toddler. It is a long sleeve toddler shirt. And it's in black. Y'all, it's Daddy and Me. It's a small toddler shirt. Big Fatty, gentleman caller could wear that. Moose, that is as cute as it can be. I'm not quite sure what I'll... Big Fatty, it might be a little large for you. I don't know about that. That's funny. That's really funny. Big Fatty Moose Pee made you kerfuffle. Well, you know, it's for right day, so you gotta have a kerfuffle. Yes, Big Fatty. Thank you so much, Moose. Yes. This weekend, Big Fatty, this is that veteran, Larry the Veterans Day weekend. It's true. And y'all, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Yes, Big Fatty, it's that Valentine's sex. Lots of fucking. It's true. Y'all, today for right. We have not one, not two, not three, but four celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first, y'all, I've met him many times at the Pride 48. He's used to be on that big gay sex show, y'all. It's none other than Ouija. Oh, Big Lady, we love Ouija. It's true. And y'all, then there's also today is Nick in Paris. Big Fatty, where is he from? I'm not sure where Nick in Paris is. Y'all, I don't know that Nick listens to the BFO, or if I think he used to do a little show, but I'm not 100% sure anymore. Y'all, my grandson, Big Fatty, you just never hear from him anymore. No, it's Steven in Wisconsin. He's just, y'all, he's vanished. Big Fatty, he probably got his driver's license and is out gallivanting. What is that called? I don't know what that word is. Gallivanting, that's it. And y'all then, and I've met Steven also in person. Y'all, and then he is down there in Tampa. Y'all, he unsubscribed from the BFO years ago. But y'all, he lives with his homosexual lover. Y'all, it is none other than Guru Nudy in Tampa. Yes, Big Fatty. Met him many times at the Pride 48. No, not at the Pride 48, at the G'days. And y'all, that on Saturday, y'all, you heard him at the beginning of today's little show. Y'all, he is over there in the UCK. A proud member of Pride 48, just a sweetheart in every respect. Y'all, it's none other than the Shy Yeti. We love the Shy Yeti. We do love the Shy Yeti. And y'all, then on Sunday, y'all, it's one of the many, one of the many co-hosts that Big Ricky has had on the Stinky Orangutans. Y'all, he was on quite a few co-hosts ago. Y'all, he's that colored boy. James Leroy. Yes, because he lives in Nebraska now or somewhere. It's true. So, y'all, if you see any of them, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal and a big old piece of cake.
Happy, happy birthday to you.
Brick Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Brick Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Brick Fatty, Brick Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty, and y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question today, y'all, it was posted over there at the BFO. It was posted by that Peter G. He was commenting on a Granny's rug. By the way, y'all, I'm expecting to go out on Saturday night and join Granny and Durwood. And maybe Granny's rug had not arrived as of Wednesday evening. So anyway, but y'all... he was saying, is Granny's rug made of muskrat? And y'all, then there was, you know, that was kind of a question for Granny. But y'all, then he says, Big Fatty, what the hell is Frisbee Golf? And y'all, first of all, Peter G., thank you so much for the post over there at the BFO. Y'all, if you don't go to the BFO, you're missing out on so much. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, first of all, Peter G., the excellent question. And Peter G., it is like miniature golf, except instead of a club and a ball, you throw a frisbee. You stand on a on like a little concrete platform, and then way away is like a steel post that has a circle at the top, and it has these chains that hang down into a basket, and you throw the frisbee and try to hit that, and you have a certain number of a par for each hole and all like that, and it's very popular amongst the hipsters. Yes, Big Fatty, that's why you get lost when you go out walking around.
Grab a bucket and mop. Scrub the bottom and top. There is nothing so clean as my burger machine.
Yeah, I guess y'all, speaking of Granny, y'all, Granny loves the McRib. And y'all, the McRib is back at the McDonald's. And y'all, I sent him, I caught him on the FaceTime and told him that the McRib is back. Y'all, he's already had two of them. And y'all, he knows about the special, too. A special on the McRib. Yes, if you buy the McRib value meal with the French fried potatoes and the soft drink. Oh, Rick, I see y'all. You can buy a second McRib sandwich for like $1.49. Big Fatty, I know where I'm eating my supper tonight. Yeah, because you're not going to the reunion. No, Big Fatty, I wasn't invited. Plus, I'm not paying that. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely. Just a lovely weekend. Big Fatty, you need to go try to slip into that that shirt that Moose P sent you. It's true. Y'all, at the beginning of today's show, y'all, you heard the Shy Yeti and Ick. And Shy Yeti, by the time this weekend is over, what do you think folks are going to be saying about Big Fatty?
Oh, my goodness. How much are you drunk, you smell of booze?
Oh, Big Fatty, that's like every Saturday night for Durwood. Big Fatty!
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number
at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.